The following is the realization of His grace, Rajasuya Das.
Nandarani, the only child of my most beloved god brother Ananda Mohan Das, left this material world at a very young age of 13 years on September 15, 2001. From the material point of view, this appearance of a young daughter no doubt will give intense pain to any parents. This irreparable loss cannot be compensated in their lifetime. This material world is full of miseries. It is not a bed of roses, but is full of thorns at every step. At every step, various kinds of attraction, which are in abundance in the material world, deviate us from the path of spiritual life. The individual in the material world is distancing himself from the service to Godhead by drowning himself in these attractions day by day. Material attraction contributes to the deterioration of the body, and finally one dies due to one disease or the others as the body becomes weak and old. In the case of Nandarani, the fruit of the devotional service performed in her previous life gave her the privilege of being born in a family of devotees in this lifetime. She was always serving Lord Krishna and the devotees with a smiling face. Due to her young age, she did not have any opportunity of being attracted toward any material desire and thus proved to be a pure soul in her life. Her living the material world at this age should therefore be looked upon as an invitation to her to the Supreme Lord's abode to serve Radha and Krishna with his spiritual body. This requirement of her service in the abode of Radha and Krishna has taken her away from our midst. Therefore, I feel the Nandarani is permanently appointed in Golok Vrindavan to serve Radharani. She is really fortunate to attain such a position after her disappearance from this material world.